Be the peace you wish to see in the world. Martin Luther King, Jr.
Patsy Rahn's poetry and prose is published in various journals and anthologies. Her book, The Grainy Wet Soul, is available from bookstores online. In 2021, she received the People's Choice Award from the 5th Open Eurasian Literary Festival of Festivals. Videos of her readings can be found on her website and YouTube. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Patsy, what poems have you brought for us today?
A history lesson. We are all a part of history. Each day, we become more historical. The world will forever be what it wasn't before we came. Our bones carved by meteors, our skin and blood mingled with the blood of dinosaurs, blood of pharaohs, blood of gray spiders, and molecules of brown twig. We breathe in the moment, exhale the past, grip the present, and grab for the future. We interconnect and break apart, reconnect and form invisible bonds. Our feelings create dialogues of transparent music, blasting or blurring the line between you and me. We are divine. We are sacred. We are challenged to change in order to change the one molecule that just might save the world. Into life. We are shedding past shadows, like a stripper unburdening herself. We are staring out into the raging storm, wishing the rain would wash off aged angers, hurts, and hates to reveal our naked selves. We are slowly peeling away the used dead skin, light as butterfly wings. This transparent skin is imprinted with our pores, our original stamp of caterpillarness from before the transfiguration, before the tribulations and tasks, until we reveal the genuine, a resurrection of restructuring, redefining, re-entering back into life. After all, this body, when I die, will melt and decompose, chemically turning from human to earthy elements, joining the community of molecules blown by the wind, carried in the sea, heated in the earth, recomposing to compounds eaten by the duck, swallowed by the fish, inhaled by the person sitting on the sand, staring at the sea, contemplating life. Living as if, it is not futile, it is not a fruit hill, it is not a moat moor, it is not a weak core, it is not a way of wiles, nor a hay of piles, it is not a solo singing, nor a one-wing winging. It is not a sea sighting, nor a tree trending. It is not a measure taken, nor a conclusion given. It is the hands of sand, the blood of sky, the hour of plenty, the was of want. It is loving and leavening, baking your heart, bleeding for your life.
You've been listening to poems by Patsy Rahn on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.